The views of the Ride Not All Day podcast are generally satirical in nature. Please don't take anything too serious unless otherwise noted. We are here to entertain, brighten days, and make people laugh. So with that being said, let's get into it.
Riding out all fucking day. We turned down for fucking nothing.
You.
Prom night.
The deal.
Waiting for our dates to run, to get up in the limo. That's it.
you went for your dates to get up. I'm starting up shit over here.
What's up, y'all?
What are you?
What's happening?
Doing T in the building.
What's goody right now? All day in the building. Hookah Hotties in the building. Running.
She says she on the runway and hopping on a PJ right now.
On a private jet.
She hopping on a private jet.
It's been too long. We missed y'all.
Yeah, we missed y'all. We ain't did a pod together, since, I think we was in Milwaukee, right? Like a year ago or something?
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute.
What y'all been up to?
You know, just running it out like we like to do. Talking our shit.
Yeah, y'all heard plenty shit.
You heard.
You see, y'all came back. You know, came back like y'all left something, as y'all should.
Yeah, you know, with the pod, man, it'd be like life shit be happening, but you always gotta, you know, lock in and bring it back. And Lauren, you know, Lolo, Miss Twitterfingers, she gonna make sure she involved somewhere.
And she gonna bring her ass on.
Right.
Yeah, keep the pod going.
For sure.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, too. No, I heard you get ready to say it. I had to back you up.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyhow, how's everybody's day going today? How y'all feeling?
I'm feeling good. My day's been chill. I've been hungover.
What you was day drinking?
No, I was drinking last night. See, once you hit 30, the bounce back don't hit the same, you know? So it be taking me like a day to get my shit together.
Yeah, just imagine when you hit 45.
That's crazy.
She's talking about the bounce back at 30.
Hold on, I gotta boot her for saying 30. don't be flexing that young shit up.
I feel like 30 is old, y'all. I feel old.
So what are we?
y'all are adults. Y'all are real adults.
Real old adults.
Yeah.
So what you on, nigga?
Nothing, drinking me a glass of wine, sitting on the couch, ready for the prom, trying to see
barefoot.
I'm barefoot, see who butt I'm going to squeeze.
I'm talking about you drinking barefoot?
No. I'm drinking Yellowtail, no barefoot.
Okay. Well, you know, if it's prom night, you know, I wasn't drinking yet, so.
That's what I was thinking. I was sitting there thinking, like, I didn't drink on prom night at all.
You didn't drink on prom night? What?
No, I didn't start drinking until I was 24 years old.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, I was an old nigga when I started drinking. I ain't start fucking till I was 19 and ain't start drinking till I was 24.
What's your name?
Scorpio.
Gay.
I know you're Scorpio, but I didn't done enough drinking and fucking for 10 lifetimes, so.
You know, if we was reading that on paper, you know how that look. Where's our other co-host?
She stuck outside. She ain't have her ticket, so she waiting for her mom to drop her ticket off so she can get in the prom.
Damn.
So did y'all have to have tickets to go into prom?
Yep.
Yeah, I definitely.
I don't remember. I think I needed a ticket though.
How long ago was it? I don't remember that. My prom was 30 years ago.
Damn.
Yeah, my prime was as long as you've been on this earth. Ain't that crazy? Ain't that wild?
That is insane. My prom, I graduated in 2011, so that was what, like 13 years ago.
Damn.
Yeah.
T, I graduated in
1997. I
graduated in the 1900s.
Hey. Hey, we ain't gonna be age shaming. It's about prom. This ain't don't be pulling our old cards now.
We definitely our prom days definitely got us on freaky ass nigga status right now.
Most of your life, okay.
Even
so
what
though what do after prom?
I got a mean hand job after. Oh my God. It's too early for that. It's too early for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We gotta wait. She said the link is spinning. I'm gonna resend it. Hey, send it just specifically to her.
Yeah, to her. All right, hold on. I got you. We gonna get her up in here. So, all right, Trace, while we got you in here. What you think about that? I know we said we weren't going to talk about this no more, but what you think about that battle?
Which one? What you talking about?
Kendrick and Drake, of course. Wait, what you on? You on your headphones or you like on your speakerphone?
No, I'm on a speakerphone. I'm driving right now.
Ooh, you might need to put your headphones in.
Okay.
Yeah, we might need to put your headphones in.
She finally got in the building.
Oh, she here? She here?
Hey.
Hello, my prom day finally came. I thought I was going to have to take my prom picture tonight by myself.
This nigga here. We in the building. Niggas over here getting Chipotle catered for their prom.
You know what I mean? Prom night 2024 Chipotle. You know what I mean?
Hold on, before we even get into it, what you ordering from Chipotle? I got to know your order.
Yeah, that's his favorite place in the world.
I'm a Chipotle ass nigga. Yeah,
he like that. Every time we be on the phone, he be like, Chipotle is my line.
Okay.
Nigga, no.
Yeah, I literally just pulled up, so y'all gonna hear my order. Don't be judging, because I'm trying to big my back all year.
You're going to be a big back this summer.
You know, Chipotle hack. Everything you can double up on except for the guac and the motherfucking, what is that shit? Guacamole and the meat. Everything else, nigga, I be getting triple rice, triple cheese, triple lettuce.
And be taking triple shits. And shit running right through you.
Nah. I've been eating Chipotle since it was organic, nigga.
It ain't organic no more. That shit like Taco Bell at this point.
Don't do Chipotle like that.
Yeah, don't play. You know what I'm saying?
Lolo, what up?
I'm having technical difficulties over here.
I see shit.
Just like prom night. Prom night be all fucked up, yo. Prom night never go how it's supposed to go, yo.
You on the 89 burner phone.
Right. iPhone 15 is bullshit.
So we good? Get started? Now let her get an order in real
quick. Yeah, go ahead. Order your shit real quick, man. You know.
Yo, let me get 4 or 5 scoops of that lime Chipotle chicken.
Yeah, Chipotle
gonna
do it for me every time.
I had Chipotle yesterday, but I didn't eat all of it. The rest of it was in the refrigerator.
Disrespectful.
I can't ever eat the whole bowl. That is crazy. Anybody that can eat a whole bowl
is diabolical.
Raise his hand.
A grown man. I can eat a whole bowl. I'm a grown man.
Hey, let me tell y'all some fucked up shit. Don't judge me. I get a bowl and a burrito.
Dang.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's big back activity.
That is big for sure.
And that's what y'all said y'all wanted for the summer? Big back activity?
Okay, she hung up on us because I was
can
fat.
Can I get a bowl today?
Uh-oh.
Let's see. Right? Let's see. No, brown. How you gonna get white?
I need
she
white
got it right. Rice, okay? She got it right. You got it right. Okay,
and then
I ain't judging.
Can I do the chicken, please?
Okay.
No beans.
That's all you getting?
Rice and chicken.
I gotta add my topping. Can I get?
Okay.
Yo, this episode about to be so lit. I can already tell.
She ain't throwing no doubles on that shit. I'm judging.
A nigga eating a burrito in a bowl is crazy, though.
It's crazy.
Tell nigga, tell him to double them beans.
I'm gonna try the sour cream. And that's it.
You don't get the Mexican thank vinaigrette? What?
I want to get two of those. Can I get two vinaigrettes and some chips, please?
Ask her if she ever heard of the Riding Out All Day podcast. Mm-hmm.
Just the chips, though.
Tell her the hookah hotties is on the Riding Out All Day podcast. They need to tune in.
Hello. I feel like...
So, guys, this is the first time in history we had a Chipotle order live.
What we usually order, I've done Starbucks. I feel like all I've ever done is Starbucks live.
What's your Starbucks order?
What's the joint I get? The medicine ball.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
It's just tea.
A medicine ball?
Yeah, it's a cup of tea. It's a cup of
eight ball?
Nigga go to Starbucks
ball.
And get tea. Nigga, what? Stay home for that.
Don't judge me.
That's like getting double a bowl and a burrito.
Exactly. No, it's like getting.
Do you eat all that in one setting? Like what?
Yeah, yeah. I do. I do.
How? Like your stomach gonna be hurt?
Yo, we grown ass 6 foot, 6 foot plus 200 pound men. What you mean?
No, I'm just saying, like that's a lot of cheese. That's a lot of beans. It just sound like Pepto Bismol.
Wait, time out. Nah. Y'all know a grown man that don't eat his whole bowl?
No, but I don't know a nigga.
Petite ass niggas. Petite ass niggas.
Yeah, y'all know some petite brothers. They don't eat all their food.
We all not going girl step past. We said that nigga's eating a bowl and a burrito. That's two bowls.
Absolutely.
Literally. Got a bowl and then a bowl wrapped in bread.
Yeah, like I need all that. One
with
time.
Extra shit too. Extra cheese.
Chips extra on the side. Meat. Need the chips.
Yeah,
extra meagles, crazy.
That's a definite. I need you to go get your colon check, nigga. Cause
I'm good. I'm due for it next year. I'm due for next year. I'm gonna go see.
That's crazy. We do for colon screenings. We that old. That's wild. That is wild. We ain't even start the podcast yet. This is out of control already.
Yeah. Y'all ready to get into it?
Let's get to it.
What's up? This your boy M. Davis. And hey, this is the Riding Out All Day podcast. And of course, I got my motherfucking nigga in this bitch. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
You already know. It's your man, Wayne Dynamite, the cousin of Napoleon Dynamite. It's prom night. We got the ladies in the building. Ladies.
Hey. Ladies. What's happening?
Introduce yourselves.
I was trying to give her the floor, but I was waiting. You didn't know. You know, but yeah.
We know who got it. What's good?
I'm T. I'm Lo.
We in the building. What's going on, y'all?
We outside.
Yo, This is our favorite podcast outside of Riding Out All Day. The Hookah Hotties are definitely the most lit podcast, and we fuck with them. Absolutely. Aww.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Round of applause.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah,
hold on,
where the round of applause at?
Hold on, nigga. Hold on, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I was looking at my, when I did my checkup. Round of applause. Hey! Let's get it.
Hey!
T is on the road, and T is literally on the road. Literally and figuratively right now on the road. So, let's get it.
And we got this rule. If you crash... die in a wreck while we going, we're gonna keep the pie going in your memory. So don't
be a member.
so don't die right now because we're gonna keep it going.
Yo, that's crazy.
I got 5 minutes to get home. I'm gonna put my seatbelt on right now. Cause what? That is crazy.
So what's up, y'all? What's cracking?
Yeah, what's please tell us what's been going on in the hookah hottie world. Like, we ain't seen y'all in a minute. Then y'all pop back out. Low went viral. Like yeah. please tell us. Like, what's been happening?
I'ma just say that Low is gonna get us out the hood for sure. Okay. My girl gonna get us together. Go ahead, Low. Tell them what happened.
Oh, I mean, outside of the viral moment, life has been whooping my ass. I feel like I'm up against the ropes.
Yeah,
but you know, I'm bobbing and weaving. But anyway, yeah, no, recently kind of went viral because Meek, stupid ass, love him to death. love him to death.
Called him a stupid ass nigga. I think she just.
I think Lo just kind of blanked out with technical difficulties. I think her. I think her mom came and snatched her up because her dress was too short. She'll be right back.
You mentioned Meek Mill and your line get your line get locked off. Nigga Diddy just zapped her.
Yeah, listen. She got technology is moving my ass again too today. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Went viral recently because of Meek. Stupid ass, love him to death, fellow Philly person, seen him on Twitter spiraling, not spelling shit right, nothing was going his way that day. So I was like...
Wait, Lo, wasn't the last time you was on the pod, you said Meek needed Grammarly? Didn't you say that last time on the pod?
Yes. He needs it. Yes, he needs it. So he was bugging out on Twitter, so I had just... randomly tweeted him and asked him if he needed a PR or somebody.
Wait, hold on. T, you still on your speaker?
Yeah.
Take your speaker off while you driving. Take your speaker off because he's giving us feedback.
Oh, sorry. Okay, hold on.
It's all good.
Yeah, so he was...
There we go. There we go. That's a lot better.
So he was randomly tweeting and just spiraling. So I was like, yo, do you need PR? And he actually responded to me. And the response was, I've been my own PR my whole life, which is like, exactly, you need PR right now. You're bugging out. So it kind of went viral. They had mentioned it on... Joe Button Podcast.
Hold on, you know what's funny is I was actually watching an episode when they said that. Ain't that some crazy shit?
Right. So many people had hit me up and was like, "Yo, you know they mentioned it." And I was like, "No, I did not know that." So I had to sign up for Patreon so I could see it because I was like, "Let me see it." And then I had seen that Academics, even though I'm not the biggest Academics fan, he had mentioned it too on like his live stream where he had actually like screenshotted it and showed it.
Yeah, showed it. On
like
what
was
I saw
going
that
on
as well.
So,
yeah.
So
did your number shoot up?
On Twitter they did, not on Instagram or anything, but my Twitter. But though, listen, people on Twitter are kind of mean, so some people was like agreeing with it, and then you know the trolls out there was like, yeah. I remember somebody was like, you be working out and I didn't see you lose no weight. I'm like, yo, that's crazy. I don't even be posting workout pictures. niggas was just coming at my deck all crazy. I'm like, yo, I didn't even, it's not even that type of time. But yeah, it was cool. I regret not really super monopolizing into it. Like,
just going crazy. You gotta be ready.
Yeah, you do gotta be ready. But I was really coming from a genuine place. That nigga needs help. He's spiraling today.
I saw some pictures of him recently, and he looks crazy now. Like, what's up? What's going on with him?
Ozempic?
Oh wow!
Whoa, let's.
I don't give a fuck. Everybody on Ozempic from here on out until proven guilty.
Until further notice.
Yeah. Until you on the Zipic. I don't give a fuck. I don't even know how to pronounce the shit. Zipic. Olympics.
I thought he had like gastric issues. Remember he said that a couple years ago?
Yeah, he did say something was up with his stomach or some shit.
Oh yeah, from the lean. From fucking with that lean.
Yeah, he was drinking
because
that lean.
Because he lost weight. He lost weight, a lot of weight a while ago. And then he gained it back, but now he's back looking skinny. So I don't know.
Yeah, he had his afro out earlier. I seen a picture of his afro out. He looking like he's
hanging
out with DNA. Like,
hold on. Did you see the tweet that somebody tweeted when he showed the little afro and said, make this go viral?
No.
Yeah, what they said?
Somebody posted. You know how he had like a little ash on his face?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did see that. Whoa.
Somebody posted Diddy busted on your face.
Whoa.
Oh my, they violated.
Yeah, that was crazy. I couldn't believe that. I said, oh, these niggas is crazy. This nigga Meek just can't. he can't get out of it.
Yeah, he can't.
No, he can if he just shut up. That's the problem. That's why I was like, let me just be a PR nigga, just be quiet. But if he be quiet for 6 months, he'll be good. He just don't know how to shut up.
But Lo, what's the chances of Meek being quiet for 6 whole fucking months? You know that's impossible. That nigga can never shut up.
That nigga need to get a Tumblr or something. Like, he need to get something where it's just like him. Like, let him talk into a vacuum. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he don't need to be talking to the rest of us.
Yeah, like, he can't even get a burner, huh? He can't even get a burner.
No, not even a burner Twitter.
Yeah.
Because niggas know it's him.
Yeah, they gonna know as soon as he starts spelling shit all crazy. that nigga talk just like how he typed how he talked. It's just like no punctuation. Like, it's just like brainstorm.
I'm from the trenches. And it's like trenches a lot.
Right, and it's like you a hood nigga or a street nigga, and he be trying to show hood nigga, street nigga shit on the internet. And it's like, these are two different arenas, nigga. You can't be a street nigga on the internet.
I knew Meek was just gonna have it bad. I never forget this tweet when that motherfucker was tweeting about being specific, but he spelled specific, man. Pacific like the ocean. I was like, oh God, Strawberry Mansion's finest. Strawberry Mansion's finest. Shout out to Meek. Meek gonna wear the PP jeans, and it's getting bad, man. Oh my God.
Let's be clear. That last project was fire, though.
That joint was dope. It was dope.
Y'all, did y'all see 50 Cent tell him he only sold 6,000 copies, so he don't need to be on vacation?
Yes.
Like, yo, that's crazy. Listen, it's certain people you just don't fuck with on the internet because they know how to troll. Why would you say anything to 50 Cent?
Yeah, this nigga's been trolling since the late fucking 90s. Leave that nigga. Matter of fact, he came into his career trolling
trolled everybody in the game right away. So just
leave that nigga alone.
You cannot win against 50. Like, just leave it alone. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Leave that alone.
Yeah, let that go. This ain't your area.
Hey, text her, make sure she ain't getting into no goddamn accident.
Let me see.
Oh, where you at?
That would be wild. Prom over.
I mean, she live across the street. I could go over there.
Wow.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
She probably going there. I was gonna go over there to record with her, but
wait, so y'all live right across the street from each other? Y'all should be potting every day. Y'all should get y'all in at least
two a day. This happened like last week. So
recently, oh,
okay. Oh, she's still here.
So you said, the tweet with Meek went viral. Niggas start hating.
Yeah, and I didn't capitalize on that. I should have.
Well, I capitalized.
It's never too late. Y'all put the podcast out, but maybe you need to just troll him some more until he actually makes you his PR. I feel like that could be a thing because he definitely needs it for sure.
Absolutely. Right. I was thinking that because like him tweeting today, I was about to say, you sure you don't need my help? Like, what's up with you, bro? I see you spiraling, but I don't know. I just want him to get some help. Like, it don't even got to be me. Just hire somebody to help you because, nigga. And that's half the crazy time, it don't even be like his thoughts that's wrong. It be him trying to articulate them that don't come out right. Like,
him actually just talking is what's wrong, not the thoughts.
Not the thought, not the like the idea about what he's trying to like express. It's the way he expresses it. Like,
so Meek needs to put out audio posts.
He need to put a voice note out. Like,
yeah.
Welcome back, baby.
I'm back.
All right, so now that you back, I'm about to throw in my little corny dad joke of the day. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
Hold on.
You about to get the boo butt ready, you hater.
You already know.
All right, y'all. What does a house wear?
I don't know.
A dress.
All right. You know what?
Yeah, that dude was all that. You're a hater.
A dress,
nigga.
That was funny. That was kind of cute.
Yeah, no. He be hating on my corny dad jokes, you know.
Yeah, that nigga 35-0 right now.
That's right, 35-0, nigga.
I mean 0-35. That nigga 0-35.
Well, wait, now y'all know what I wanted to ask y'all. Did y'all see Serena? That like what, like a Caitlyn Jenner was trying to play Serena in tennis, and she said, "No, I'm not playing a man." Y'all seen that shit?
What?
Wait, huh?
No. So listen. It's apparently it's a trans tennis player that's out here. And she didn't made it through the ranks and got up to like Serena's level some kind of way, and wanted to play Serena. And Serena was like, "I'm not playing no man. Fuck him."
What? Oh, that's crazy, Serena.
Wow.
Like, I mean, me personally, I feel like Serena should have played him and whooped his ass because I don't feel like he could fuck with her. But like,
he can't. We can.
But like, are they really trying to open the door to let men into women's sports? Like, are we going to see a Juwana man try to hit the WNBA now?
Juwana, whoa.
Like,
whoa,
what is happening?
Juwana,
like,
man? Wait a minute.
No, that's crazy.
No, but no. Like.
I just watched that like 2 weeks ago, too.
Like, listen, we've been like, got you crazy.
Like,
y'all an idiot, yo.
He really,
shout out to the fine little Kim.
But he really tried that shit. Like, I think this go ahead.
I think my personal opinion is, like, nah, I don't want to, like, I think there needs to be a space for them. Like, I don't know what pronoun to use. He, she, them, her, for them, but them. But I don't think it's fair for, I do not think it's fair for Serena to play, like, because when it comes to transgenderness and the thing, like, all that, are you in the trans, like, are you transitioning? Have you completed it? Are you actually still, like, a man? Yeah, like, men are naturally balls. More, like, yeah. Oh, my God. Men are naturally stronger than women, right? Yeah. So, like, it's like, I mean, so that's not a fair competition. So, I don't think she should play him anyway. Like, I think it should be, like, a league for...
Where they just play together. Like, it's just...
A transgender league?
A transgender league.
But I don't know how that works because it may not be it may not be enough people to actually create a league. So, I do think it's unfair for both, like, sides of it. Like, but I don't think it's fair as a woman to have to play a man to... Like, I'm not doing that shit either.
Hold on, niggas. So when you're saying this, you're saying that there was really a ranked transgender in women's tennis.
Well, I don't know if it was a ranked transgender. I would feel like he,
oh, hold on.
Feel
so
like
somebody
he was ranked,
just
I would feel like he was
hold
ranked,
on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. So somebody that wants to go viral is trying to challenge Serena Williams to play though.
But I don't feel like that would have happened like that. Like, I feel like it has to be a situation where, like, you definitely played some kind of tennis to the point where you got ranked and now you trying to play Serena, or they feel like you could play her based on, I guess. So I'm guessing this trainee had to have played some other female tennis players to get to this level.
Wait. You can't say that.
That's what I'm trying to ask this nigga.
I'm in the community. I identify as a lesbian. So respectfully, you can't say tranny. But I feel like I'm going to go back to what Lauren was saying. Even though I'm in a community, I don't really agree with everything that they do, if that makes sense. But okay, I will say, if you, I don't consider a person complete transgender, like, unless you got that surgery. So if he still got his stuff, or I'm sorry, she still have her stuff down there, I don't think she should play. But if she fully, like, transition, like, okay, she a woman, like, cool, whatever. That's the only way in my mind that I think that they should be allowed to do stuff like that, like using a bathroom or playing women's sports. Like, if you went all the way through, because it's like, at the end of the day,
you really put in, you took the procedures to make sure that she was fully doing what she was supposed to do,
fully transitioning.
Yeah, because
that's the whole point of the name, a transition. So you can't be half-assing it. Like, if you is, you is, you know. So, but you can't say tranny, friend, because you're gonna get us canceled.
if we start rewinding episodes,
we should have been canceled because I said that a million times already. All right, so listen. The claim,
she was trolling.
So let me say this. The claim, Venus Williams forfeited match against transgender woman. On April 14th, Facebook post shows an image of retired tennis champion Serena Williams paired with supposed news about her sister. Venus Williams forfeits match against trans woman. I'm not playing the man, reads the post. What else? What is the girl? What is the woman's name? Oh, that's what I'm trying to
figure out. Where is this from, nigga? Meek Mill News?
No, USA Today. It's USA Today. No, this really happened. This was on CNN.
What?
This was on
nigga,
CNN.
Nigga, I've never heard this.
Yes, it happened this week. It was on CNN. Absolutely.
And let's be clear. Serena Williams will wash half the men.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like Serena should have just played him. Like, fuck.
But why put him in a spotlight? She gains nothing from that. Like, why put him on?
He already on. Like, him just having the conversation already kind of put him on. I feel like
he ain't on because we don't know his name.
That's very
he
true.
He ain't on. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? You over here calling him a tranny.
Y'all are wild.
I was gonna say something else. So. I was gonna call him a nigga. Hey.
Yeah. I'd rather
you know
that.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right. Let me ask y'all an honest question. Are y'all as women ever offended by trannies?
That's a good question.
Like, and I'm gonna tell you why I'm asking that. Well, let me tell you why I'm asking that, because what was that, last year, maybe the year before? People magazine made Caitlyn Jenner Woman of the Year, and I felt like that should have been like the most offensive thing to women, because Caitlyn Jenner is technically a man still, so that was a little bit weird to me. But you know, I like to get your opinion. Are y'all ever offended by that, especially down there in Atlanta? Oh my god, y'all are.
I'm not really offended. I mean, I feel like it's kind of like white people being and embracing the culture. Like, it's just like embracing being a woman. I don't really feel offended in a sense. It's just like, just don't do too much. Like, you know, keep it cute.
Yeah.
But
I agree. Yeah. Let me ask you this question.
Hold on, let me ask you this question. What's not doing too much? What's doing too much?
Yeah, like, don't.
Oh, God.
Go ahead, Laura. Okay.
No, because that's what I was about to, like, touch on. Like, I agree with you. Like, I don't really care, but I feel like doing too much is when you try to downplay, like, natural-born women. Like, you decided to change your gender. You feel like you didn't identify with who you were, and you're changing who you are. And, like, don't try to make it seem like I'm trying to keep up with you, or like just being negative. Yeah. It's kind of like when I think about interracial dating, it's like, if you like, you have a preference, cool, but don't talk shit about the people that are not your preference. And that's what I don't like about sometimes, like transgender, like some of the rhetoric, is because don't try to treat me like shit when I'm the thing you're
and then don't fight women either. Like,
so I assume the hookah hotties don't go to Linux at all anymore, huh?
Absolutely not.
I never went anyway, so I don't know.
Hey, I can't play the gunshot at Linux because that's really should really be popping off. So is Meek Mill on Ozempic?
I know Rick Ross is definitely on Ozempic.
Yo, who did I just see that I just saw today on Instagram? They were saying was on that shit. Busta Rhymes.
Oh yeah, he definitely probably on Ozempic because he was.
I seen a picture of him recently sitting courtside. He looked crazy as hell.
They're like, Busta Rhymes.
A wax figure.
Why? Crazy. Why is he always wearing that pendant?
He look like a butch. Busta Rhymes look like a butch.
Oh my god. Oh.
He does. He like a butch. He remind me of a butch. He looks like a butch now. It's crazy.
He giving Manny Fresh vibes.
Yo, Manny Fresh and Busta Rhymes, they look like women. They look like butches. Absolutely.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Don't do that.
Wow, you think he don't know? We got to give it a nickname. I can't be pronouncing that shit all the
time. Well, Zimpy.
Just call it Zimp.
You on that Zimpy? You on that Zimpy pack?
You on that Zimpy pack? Who y'all
so
think
wait, Rick Ross
pack?
Is on it?
Oh,
Rick
yeah. Ross on it? That's what Drake said in his diss song. He definitely said
it. Oh,
No. Game said it too.
Oh, Game said it too, but Drake said it first.
I want him off the internet. I need him to the game. Stop, please. Get off the internet.
Oh yeah, I don't like the game either.
I'm over it.
I like it. I like that he trolling back. He said, how you gonna get mad at me for doing what you was doing to Drake?
Oh yeah, I think I don't like the game
between him and Tyrese. I'm over both of them. Him and Tyrese need to just get off the internet.
What else do you want from me?
but when that nigga was on that bus singing that, y'all was on him.
They was,
that
was cool. They was like, they was like four when he was on that bus singing that Coca-Cola.
Oh yeah, I forgot y'all young as shit.
Cause I'm like, what bus? Yeah,
he was singing in a Coca-Cola commercial and shit. That's the game stopped writing them long ass captions, so I'm good. Like this. That nigga used to write a whole Harry Potter fucking screenplay to tell somebody that he loved them more. Like, all right, we ain't reading all this shit today.
So it's post on Ozempic now.
All right, so listen. We're going to go
catch
through.
That was a bar.
We're going to. So we're going to go through the side effects before we start naming off the celebrities that we feel like are on those.
Hating, just mad hate.
So yeah, hating is one of the side effects. Constipation, nausea, dizziness, fatigue, allergic reactions.
Basically everything that every other drug gives you.
Diarrhea, abdominal pain, bloating, burping, gallstones, blurred vision, rapid heartbeat, thyroid can't you can get cancer from this shit.
Oh my
headache,
God.
Heartburn, pancreatitis, dysphagia,
erectile
dysfunction, injection site reactions, loss of appetite, lump, and reduced urination.
You might as well do coke.
Right.
You might as well do cocaine.
Jeez.
They said Oprah Winfrey was taking Ozempic. So Ozempic has been around for years, but it's just getting to the public now. They're like making it affordable for people to take this weight loss drug.
It's still
ain't
affordable.
It's not a weight loss drug. It's for diabetes.
Wait, time out. Now,
what?
Wait a minute. What?
It's diabetic medication, and people realize that you lose weight on it, so they started taking it. It's not for fucking weight loss, for real.
Remix! And they remixed the shit out that shit.
Yo.
You couldn't tell me that wasn't a weight loss drug.
And I heard that, like, old women are getting pregnant on Ozempic. They said it was a 55-year-old woman that's pregnant.
It makes them more fertile.
It makes you more fertile.
Yeah, if you're over 50.
Oh, that's cool. That's wild. Damn, dude.
Yeah, but it's an Ozempic look, too. Like, you could tell the celebrities that's on it because they got a look.
Yeah.
They got a big-ass head.
Yeah, Ross.
They do
Ross,
have a big head.
Ross is definitely on Ozempic.
Gucci man looked like he was on it. Now that I rethink it, hey, rethink Gucci, and then think about Ozempic.
Don't do Gucci. Together. Don't do him.
Yeah, he does.
Izzy. What we calling it? Izzy pack?
The Zimpy pack. He on that Zimpy pack.
Hey, how much that shit cost? We might have to invest in
something. I seen a commercial.
Wait, y'all, what y'all think
it's like $40. It's like $40 if you got insurance.
$40.
I swear, I seen a commercial for it.
So what is Ozempic? Is it like a pill? Is it a cream? Like what?
I think it's like a shot.
Yeah, you gotta stab yourself.
Oh
that's
shit!
Why I said it's for diabetes.
That's definitely diabetes if you stab yourself. That's a diabetes
stab medication. Stab yourself in the ass. I didn't see
that.
Urban
models. Getting,
go ahead.
Taking Ozempic or getting a BBL?
Ooh,
that's
BBL.
A good one.
BBL for sure.
I think Rick Ross need to get a BBL. His legs real skinny, so it's like he got like the top heavy body.
So you saying like take some of the fat and put it in his legs instead of his butt cheeks like the girls do?
Oh, yeah, like shit. His lower half. Like he look crazy.
Wow. That's
and crazy. Now he got more teeth than body. Like he got them big ass.
Rose. But I got the makers though.
Yo, so what's worse, a BBL or Ozempic? I mean,
we're going to have to get an urban model to answer that one.
Yeah, because...
Damn, they both probably got the same side effects.
Yeah, you probably got... I mean, you probably catch an STD when you get a BBL.
Wait a minute. You know what?
That one left.
You know what?
That one left.
Y'all are crazy. Y'all need to change y'all name from Riding Out to Wildin' Out All Day. Wildin' Out All Day. Y'all niggas is crazy as hell.
Y'all think Will Smith on those, the Ozzy pack?
Will Smith? Martin?
Nah, Will on a perk. He on a perk for sure.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, he on something else.
Yeah.
What about Martin?
Martin looked like he blowing up. Martin already suffered from us.
Wait, low. Did
he can't take no dope.
Wait, low. Did you say Martin looked like Miss Jerry?
Yes.
You are out of control for that.
Wow. Who's Miss Jerry? Fill me in.
You don't know Miss Jerry from Martin from the show. The old ass lady.
Martin looked like her. He looked crazy as hell.
Goddamn. Mm. Who else on the Ozzy pack? I know who gonna be on it in a minute.
Who?
What's the nigga Drewski name? Is his name Drewski?
He do look smaller.
He gonna hit that pack in a minute.
I don't think so.
They say Kelly Clarkson on it too.
She should be. She was a little chubby on TV.
But... she says she down 40 pounds, 60 pounds, something like that.
Why don't they just go to the gym? Like, what's the problem with the gym? Like, why don't
Because you can't lose 40 pounds in the gym in a fucking week, nigga. Right. They want instant results, nigga.
Wait, hey, Lo, was they telling you to get on Ozempic on Twitter?
Oh,
was
that shit. What
they were saying? No, they wasn't telling me that. They wasn't telling me that.
I'm surprised I know Weed Packs came out talking about the Ozempic pack yet. Damn. Y'all think
I'm gonna ask y'all a question. But do y'all think Jesse Jackson was on it? Remember he got real skinny, his head got real big?
You talking about Al Sharpton?
Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton. They the same nigga.
Absolutely.
He definitely say they
absolutely.
The same nigga.
if they had a spokesperson for that shit, it was that nigga.
It was definitely Al Sharpton.
Yeah, that nigga was in the dressing room taking selfies. I was like, yeah, this nigga's on something.
Yeah, that nigga was, them side effects was hitting that nigga. He was high as shit.
His head was still fat, but his body looked like they just like replaced it with a skinny person body.
Yeah. What was that Hispanic comedian name? Somebody, Lopez?
Oh, George Lopez.
Oh, George Lopez.
Him too.
Oh,
yeah. Add him on the list.
Yeah, yeah.
And you on that Ozempic?
Oh, he look crazy.
He used to look crazy.
Yeah, he grew into his shit. Because he probably got off of it, gained a little weight, and looked regular.
Oh, that's about, the trick. You got to, like, fast, slow down, and, like, you know, okay, all
right. What about, respectfully, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood?
Oh, yeah, he definitely hit the Ozempic pack hard. He hit that thing hard.
He hit it hard?
He was one of the first people to test. He was part of the trials back in the day. He hit that joint hard. He definitely Ozempic pack, for sure.
Yeah, he got real skinny real quick. It looked weird.
That nigga
maybe
was,
he got gastric.
That nigga was big as a house. He got gastric, Ozempic, a BB. He got it all. He got everything done.
He got the trifecta. Nigga said he got a trifecta.
Oh, Timberland.
Ooh, Timberland. Don't do Timberland.
Oh my God. Back, for
his
sure.
Head is huge. It is huge. Oh my God.
Because that's what it do. I feel like it shrink your body and like go to your head. Pause.
Keep your head the same size. Yeah, that's your
bobblehead body and shit.
Yeah, he got it.
Damn.
He definitely was on it. Y'all think Missy was on it? Sorry, love her to death. Love her
no,
to death.
She oh, has lupus.
Yeah.
That don't have nothing to do with that.
What about 50 when he did that one movie where he
oh
got
my
skinny?
God. Oh,
that nobody watched.
Nobody watched that movie, bro.
Who did that? That nigga thought he was about to get an Oscar. You know.
No.
You're not getting
it. That nigga was over there. Out of it.
That nigga was looking like a cancer patient for real.
Yeah.
I thought the nigga really had it.
For it. Yeah, like you think he really got chemo for the bro?
Chemo for a role is diabolical. Why would you ever do that?
Boy, that's method acting like a motherfucker.
No, that's meth acting. That nigga was taking meth to get skinny like that.
And the BBL BET award goes to 50 Cent for
the movie we don't know the name.
Yeah, I'm about to say, what's the name of the movie? Tracy Wright. Nobody watched that shit. She ain't lying.
And I really try to think about that motherfucker too, quick. And
I definitely watched that movie though. I definitely seen that before.
Yeah, I know you cried at the end, nigga. You told me.
All I can see is the clip of him in that hospital bed. That's all I can see.
Yeah, what's going on? Like,
yeah, I think that's it for my Ozempic celebrities that I think might be busting a pack.
Busting a pack is hilarious.
Yeah. So I think Kim K was on it, but her doctors got her right.
So wait, oh, dang. Kanye.
Dang, let her.
What about Kanye?
He don't look crazy to me. He look crazy to y'all?
He look crazy.
I mean, he look crazy.
That nigga like, look mentally, crazy. Period.
Like mentally, yeah.
Remember though, he said he had a BBL.
He said that
or a tummy tuck. Yeah, he was like, I got a fucking BBL and fucking with y'all niggas.
He definitely got
wait a
tummy
minute.
Tuck. Yeah, he did.
Crazy.
He did. Yeah.
Listen, Russian interrogants couldn't have gotten that out of me. I would have never said that.
Yeah, did y'all, one of his rants.
Did y'all see this? It's a Big Sean video. I forgot the name of it, but he just dropped it.
Okay.
And he was like running on a treadmill. You know what I'm talking about? That song?
Nah, mm-hmm. I ain't seen that girl.
Oh,
and,
yeah, yeah.
No, it came out the week that the beef started. Yeah. But nobody watched it because niggas.
Well, nigga, I watched
that
it.
Video. Okay.
Yeah. If y'all look at that video, him running on that treadmill, it looked like he got his body done because it looked like he got fake abs. I'm like, ugh. Like, Big Sean, he probably got it.
He was just following after his big homie Drake. Drake got a BBL too, so.
Ugh. Is that gay? Can I ask that?
You get a BBL?
Like, what, nigga to get a BBL? Like, is that gay? Like, yeah, I don't know.
Wait, hold on. Not that I have a BBL, but I don't know if it's just, at the end of the day, it's just having surgery.
Okay.
And I don't think they've taken it away. BBL is what? Brazilian butt lift, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think they trolling. I think they just got like lipo. Like,
yeah, that shit. I don't think they got a BBL.
But I'm with T. I feel like it's sus if a man gets surgery to get his abs done. Like, just be fat, nigga. It's not that serious.
Right.
Yeah, like, just.
Man, if a nigga, whatever another grown man want to do with his body, it's cool.
Yes.
I ain't gonna do it. Okay. I ain't gonna do it.
That is not cool.
Politically correct, David.
That is not cool at all.
I ain't gonna do it.
Not cool if you're not gonna do it. It's not cool.
About to start calling that nigga PC. Okay.
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Councilman Davis, if you want to do anything with your body,
hey, so, man, let's get into prom, man. Out of talking about these niggas, man.
Prom
what was y'all prom song? What was y'all banger at the time?
Oh shit. Meet me in the club. It's going down. Meet
oh shit, y'all was doing the motorcycle joint. Yeah,
Meet me in them gymnasium. It's going down.
Meet me under the bleachers. It's going down.
And then I think that song by Nelly.
Oh, let me see, girls.
Hot in here? No, that was yours. No,
that was
no shade,
mine.
No shade.
No, it was like the girl song. The girl song.
Oh, that's my
senior girl.
Down at the bottom.
Yeah, girl.
Bottom. The 20 mold at the top. Yeah, that was.
All right, so let me ask this question because I don't know y'all. You know y'all high schools and shit. Was y'all school like predominantly black, mixed? Mixed crowd.
Mo went
Spanish.
To a ghetto ass school. Her school ghetto is whoa. All hell.
Damn, shots fired.
Ghetto ass Academy Park. Yeah, that's a ghetto ass school.
Mixed. It was mixed though. It was like 50 black, 50 white. But the white people was the poor white people, so it was like 100% black.
That's the same as mine. Roxborough. I went to school with all the project kids and all the white trash kids. So yeah, Roxborough definitely was ghetto.
My school was mixed. It was like, because I'm from Richmond, so like Richmond, Virginia. So I was kind of like in the suburbs, but it was still like black people that was acting hood, but we really like had big ass houses and land and shit. So yeah, I don't know. It's mixed. It's a combination.
Okay. Yeah, that way. So when I hear y'all stories, I could put a picture to what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Because I heard niggas was holding hands at prom, so I got to know. I gotta paint the picture and shit. Or what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
And my school was definitely mixed too. Mine was white, black, everything was around that bitch. So.
Wait, where did you go to school at?
In Vegas.
Ooh.
Yeah, I went to school called Western and shit. Real hood spot.
Wait, let me ask y'all this. How many proms did y'all go on? Like, did y'all go on multiple proms? Like, I went on like 10 proms in my
multiples.
Life.
Multiples. Yeah,
I
was getting it cracking.
I was like the ideal prom date with my weird looking ass when I was young. So I went on, all the girls wanted me to go on their proms. So I've been on mad proms.
Yeah. I was one of the only niggas that had a car, so. I could pick my date up myself.
Yeah, I only been on two prom.
Two?
I only went to mine
and I went.
What about homecomings?
So,
No, I didn't give a fuck about that.
Yeah. So I went on.
The homecomings was more busting than the prom.
It definitely was. I went on.
I cared about none of that shit.
I went on this girls high. I had this joint called the winter dinner dance. That was the first dance I went on. I was in the 10th grade and the girl was in the 9th. That's the first, I guess, prom type joint I went on. I actually got that picture upstairs.
Moody.
Yeah.
What was the picture you just posted, nigga? That looked like a fucking.
That was my ROTC. Scene.
That looked like a scene from a porn movie.
That was my ROTC. I was in ROTC in high school, and that was the ROTC dance. And I came with my date with a regular suit on and shut that shit down. I was supposed to wear my army suit, and I ain't wear that bitch. I wore a regular suit, and I was the star of the motherfucking dance. That was my fucking ROTC.
They ain't make you go home?
Nah, man, I'm Jay Moody. They ain't make me go the fuck home. They welcomed me with open arms in that bitch. Me and my date. Everybody in the motherfucker had on army suits except me and my date. We the only ones.
They was hating?
No, they weren't.
Wait, the bitches had the word army suits? Yes. Sorry, the women had
if you look at the picture, it's girls in the picture too with their army suits on. We the only ones that came. My army suit was home.
Hold on. There was some girls in that picture? I thought that was some.
Yo, that is crazy.
I know girls be in ROTC too, but that's why I was like, I would have wore a dress.
It's wild that you say that, because this girl that I had the biggest crush on in ninth grade is in that picture, and you didn't know that was a girl in that picture.
I thought it was a bunch of niggas.
That is horrible.
Wow. So what was y'all? Wait, how was it going on 10 proms? Like, you had to be like a...
Just big time whore.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, like, what was happening after these proms?
I mean, the first couple, like my joint in high school, the winter dinner dance, nothing. But then once I hit 19 and I started getting sexually active, it was a lot of...
19. Nigga, you was out of school then. What the fuck are you talking about?
Nigga, I was.
Don't shame him for saving.
Okay.
Listen, time out.
Hold on. Wait.
I went on.
You were still in high school at 19?
No, I was out of high school at 19, but I was still going on proms.
I went on proms till I was 20.
Last time I went on, I was 21. I think I might have been 20. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen.
69 gods.
That's why when I see all these niggas on the internet acting like they wasn't 69 gods, I'd be like, yo, y'all are fronting. I was definitely a 69 god at 21, still fucking with high school kids.
Tracy, school I hate girl. That you called the hum. You called
I heard
hum.
You. what I call the other nigga on the pod, a freaky ass nigga with glasses. If that nigga got on glasses right now, you a freaky ass nigga. Cause why are you going to prom at 21, bro?
I was going to the club too. Yo, I took my one. Listen, I took my one prom date. I took my one prom when I was 21. I took the prom date to Power 99 and got the craziest blowjob afterwards. It was nuts, yo.
You took her to the radio
station? I took her to the radio station just because I was flexing.
Hold on.
Is
this the girl that's in the picture?
No, that's not her. That's not that. All right. The one with face.
So let's talk about the clown face girl first. Okay. First, before we get to us, let's get to the ladies.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get the low dancing with one nigga and holding another nigga's hand. What the fuck was
hold
that?
Hold on, before we even get to that, let me ask y'all these questions so I can set the tone again. Were y'all like the cool kids in school? Was y'all like the squares? Was y'all like the fighters? Was y'all, you know, like how every school had their little categories? Where was y'all at in those categories?
I was regular. I played instruments. I danced. I was cool with everybody.
Oh, you was a nerd. You was a nerd.
I was a nerd. Yeah.
What gave it away? Instruments?
Yeah, that was it. Played a violin.
Yeah, I was regular. I was a cheerleader. I was on cheerleading. I was a cheerleading captain.
Oh, you was like, the captain. Okay.
Yeah,
that tells me a lot.
I wasn't in the mix, but I was like... This was cool with everybody.
Okay. All right. So y'all basically only went to y'all first senior proms, and that was it.
For me,
I went to a prom with, I went to a prom with somebody else too, but at their prom. I went to Pinewood prom, I think the year later or a year after.
Okay, so.
That was it.
So was y'all asked on y'all proms? Like, was it, hey, can we go to the prom? Hey, I'm feeling you. Hey, I'm trying to fuck. Can we go to the prom? You know, like, was it?
Don't
was
say it, that. Somebody asked my daughter on the prom. Please don't say that, please.
Hey.
Well, no,
be clear. Tomorrow. Fucking is happening at these proms, buddy. You know.
I already know. I already know, but go ahead.
So give us the rundown.
It was just like, do you want to go on a, we kind of just like agreed to go on a prom. He didn't ask me. It was like my homie, kind of. So we just went together. That's how I ended up holding somebody else's hand because I wasn't dealing with him.
Okay.
Just went to the prom with him.
So who was the dude that you was holding hands with? How did that happen?
The nigga she liked.
Yeah, the nigga I liked.
Yeah,
so why did you like? So why you and a nigga that you liked didn't go on the prom?
Because he had already like, so around our way, you had like set your prom date months before you like the prom like happened. So okay. By time prom came, I was never dealing with the guy that I went on a prom with. He didn't like start like trying to pursue me to like after graduation, but for the prom we just was cool. But yeah. I had liked the.
Okay, yeah. Meet gutter again. So what about you? Give us your setup.
My prom, I went to prom with this dude I was cool with. We was kind of dealing with each other, but I don't know. It was just like a fuck buddy type of thing, I guess.
What?
Yeah. We wasn't together. We was just sleeping together, but we went to prom. It was cool. It was fun.
What kind of dress you had on?
Oh my god, the dress!
You got on some fly shit. Your parents bought it. You got on some fly shit.
No, my prom was like my coming out party. Like so, like I said, I guess I was kind of like a nerd in high school. I was real skinny and shit. Like, you know, just like real petite, small. Didn't have really much body and stuff. But when prom came, I had went to H&M. I think it was H&M or Forever 21, and I got this little tight black dress
with
some red, like red tall ass, like six. Remember back in the day, like girls used to wear like them big platform heels, like them 6-inch heels.
I remember.
And it had like a little bow on the side. That shit was so corny, but that turned me up. I went from a nerd to popular that night. I was cracking after that. I was like, okay. I had a good night.
And you magically can't find these prom pictures. Though,
no, we need receipts. Because
we need receipts.
My Facebook got hacked, so that's where all the pictures are. I could probably call my grandmother and try to get some pictures, but it'll be too late. I don't know. It'll be a wrap. I don't got the pictures, but I look great. I look cute. I look like I was going to the club, though, not prom.
Okay. You pay for your own outfit or your parents pay for your shit?
My grandma paid for it.
Pay for it? Okay. Did your day? Oh, y'all was already smashing, so he definitely hit after prom.
And then we went to get. I think we went to
Waffle. Where y'all eat at? Y'all went to the Waffle?
No, I don't think we went to Waffle House. I think we went to get like pizza or some shit, like a late night pizza spot.
Smashing, got pizza. Wow.
You know what's crazy though? I was just bowling last week when I hit you talking about the prom shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I was bowling last week, nigga. The prom kids was in the food court. After they prom, eating Wingstop and Panda Express.
I mean, I feel like a couple proms, I probably went to IHOP afterwards and shit like that. So, I mean, it's cheap. Like, we
man,
fucking teenagers.
I was outside.
You live in Vegas. You was on the strip, nigga. It was
my bad.
Outside. We live in Philadelphia. It wasn't mad
places
to go.
Okay. That makes sense. All right, Drenchy, go back to your story. Let me hear you. Let me get your rundown. So he was holding a nigga hand.
Yeah, holding a nigga hand. After the prom, we went to the after prom. They had like this whole like setup where you.
Hold on, what kind of dress you had on? I didn't mean to cut you. What kind of dress you had on?
I had on a tan dress that I
got the picture. I got the receipt.
Oh, you got the picture?
I got the picture.
I got the idea from Mariah Carey, this dress she had on the cover of her album. And so I had like this little butterfly.
Wait, the honey album? Or
I think so.
Album.
Whatever one it was, but her dress was like cut up the front, like her legs was out, but like It was like a circle up the front, and then it had a train on it. So that's where I got the idea from. And I didn't even pay for my dress. I just bought the material. One of my best friend's mom made the dress for me.
Oh,
so y'all have custom shit. Okay.
And I made my prom day get his ears pierced. I made this nigga do all kind of stuff.
Wait a minute.
Say his name then.
What's his name?
No, that's his name was Jason too.
Hey, okay. What was your prom day's name?
His real name is Xavier, but we used to call him McLovin.
McLovin.
Swear to God. That was just his nickname. I don't know. That was his nickname. He used to play basketball.
You know why? Come on, McLovin. You know what that nigga is. That boy definitely got busy.
You definitely got that McLovin.
That nigga was getting busy. What kind of cars y'all went in?
I went in a 745.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Rented, parents, cousins.
It was my grandpa's.
Grandpa's? What about you?
I don't remember. That shit was a blur.
So that means you was in a bucket.
No, I don't want to say it's a bucket.
I remember one of the proms. Actually, the one I got the hand job in, we was in a minivan. Hold on, let me boo this nigga. We was in her mom's minivan.
Mom was driving?
No, I was driving. Her mom gave me the car. Her mom let me drive the minivan.
Oh, she was like, yeah, you got my baby with you. Come on.
She gave me the minivan.
That's nasty work.
I think my license was suspended in anything.
Did you knock some down in the minivan?
No, I got a hand job. I ain't not.
Was it like the Kendrick Lamar minivan or what kind of?
Yes, it was one of them doors. Swear to God.
Damn,
I swear to God.
On prom night is crazy. You had a custom tux, wow. So you went to the mall and got your shit.
No, I went to the mall and got. No, I rented it. It was Smalls, I think, was the name of the tuxedo place. I rented that shit.
You've been on 10 proms. I would hope you.
I know at this point, nigga, you should have a suit on deck, nigga. Shit.
No, one prom I went on a prom where I was in the 10th grade and I went with a 12th grader to our school prom and I wore a suit and I had on these suspenders. They was Moschino suspenders. Oh. And I had on some Chucks. And I had a hat on at the prom. I was flying.
That's like Chris Brown in the Gimme That
yes,
video.
Yes, that's how I was dressed.
Chris Brown wasn't even born yet. That's crazy.
No. No, I wanted to say this, though. I could believe Lo definitely was holding another nigga hand while she was dancing with a nigga, because I will never forget. We was in the club in Atlanta, and I was with a girl, and Lo was sitting on my lap. It was wild. It was a wild night.
That's crazy. Why would you out
Where's the gunshots? Play the gunshots.
Yeah. Shit. Let's elaborate on that story.
Go ahead.
You got me cussed out. Got me. Arguing with some girl. I was like, I don't even talk to this nigga. Why is she acting crazy? She was acting insane.
Wow.
Tell the rest of the story. Got me cussed out by one of your little groupies.
You talking about the light skinned chick?
Yeah.
She was mad. She was so mad.
Wow.
Me and Lo have stirred up a lot of trouble in our days, but you know.
Wow. What other whips y'all went in? Because you know nowadays these niggas be in Lambos, fucking Jets.
No. Better question. What y'all think about like modern prom and the way that these like little kids is dressing? Like I feel like I seen a joint where the little girl like had pasties on her chest and like some girls. It's a lot going on with these proms.
You said pasties?
Yeah, pasties.
Like the little Kim?
I will
say
this.
Like Lil' Kim.
I mean, they've been saying that black people like been going hard on these proms because we don't really be getting married. And I was like, Damn. Time out.
That is so crazy.
Are any of us married? Are any of us married at this point?
Nope.
I'm not.
Well, we might be on to something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let me think. Yeah, one of my prom dates wore like a little under some panties and a bra type of vibe to like a see-through kind of Whoa. Thing back in the '90s. I put the picture in the chat.
Yeah, you saw my picture I put up with the clown face. My shoes, I look like fucking Cab Calloway on that prom. That shit was wild.
Yeah.
That shit was wild. My shoes was crazy. That suit was tacky. It was a bad situation.
Yeah. But I think looking back, it was like we was tacky, but like at the time, it was probably fly because you was doing something different. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So
like,
yeah, for sure.
I don't think I just think we be hard on ourselves looking back at shit like, yo, this shit looks terrible. Why not wear that? But, I mean, I naturally seen the progression of prom getting here. When I was in high school, we had a meetup spot where they decorated the whole spot and everybody took pictures and people was out there. So like, it only naturally progressed, especially in Philly. People been like going above and beyond for prom. So now the way shit is, it made sense for what it's going to. So I'm not really surprised.
I ain't gonna lie, when I be seeing a little prom, you know, exits out the houses and shit. Like, I seen one where they like decked out the whole front yard and shit, or the front stoop, and the girl came out and the rat ran out with her. I was like, damn.
No. Wait, what? What'd you say?
Why, rat? Whoever the videographer was shouldn't have even put that out. He should have told her to rerun that back.
Where was they
Where did this happen? They was like
in front of their apartment or something.
What city, right. What state? Like,
you don't even want to know. You don't want to know.
I told y'all Baltimore.
It was Philly.
No, that's crazy.
It was Philly. Not even being funny, it was Philly. But I've seen some where the exits was a little wild, where I was like, yeah, they probably should have rented out a building.
I rode past somebody going on their prom today, actually. They had like all the balloons and shit. It was like, we just came out the house, took a couple pictures, and got... Wait, has anybody ever been in a limo for prom?
Yes.
No.
I never got in a limo. I never did a limo.
Yeah, I don't want to get in a limo either.
The limo was the vibe back in 98, 95. Yeah,
it seemed like I was kind of salty back in the 90s that I didn't get a limo, but we always was just in a regular... I always drove the prom.
Minivan.
I wish I would have had a limo at least one time. I would have loved to.
No, the limo vibe was dope when you with a bunch of the homies and shit, y'all. Everybody pitch in to get that motherfucker. That's a vibe. That was cool back in the day.
Yeah.
Davis, when did you go on prom? Like, what year?
Shit,
1972.
98, 99, 97. Age shaming.
2022.
So what was y'all listening to at your prom? Y'all was in like Tupac and shit over there.
Which
I was
like,
why not?
In Vegas, I'm gonna tell you right now. We listened to Ghetto Superstar. I remember these songs playing at the prom, and you know our shit was
Ghetto Superstar. Wait,
that's a good song. Yeah.
That was the shit. That was the vibe.
Because our school was like heavily ganged out, so they couldn't play too much rap and shit, but they played The Boy Is Mine, Money, Power, Respect.
Yeah.
They played Lenny Kravitz, I Wanna Fly Up, whatever that shit was called, Lauryn Hill, Britney Spears. Yeah, that shit. But they ain't played too much.
They played neutral music.
They ain't want nothing crazy happening. Our school was notorious for the gang violence. Like, notorious.
I remember More Money, More Problems at the prom I went to when I had the suspenders on. I remember that.
We definitely got Money, Power, Respect. We got Money, Power, Respect, but they like bleeped all that crazy shit out. Shit, my prom day.
Hey, Lo, you ever did you give up buns after any of the proms you went on?
No, I didn't. I went on the prom with my cousin, so I hope I didn't do that.
Wow.
And then the night that I went on the prom, no, I didn't.
What?
But you ain't give up buns to the dude who hand you was holding? You ain't give him the buns?
No. So crazy
story. The girl that I posted, I don't know if y'all saw it on the IG, but the girl that I posted was my homegirl's friend, right? So we all like kind of went as a group. Because at my school, I was the bougie, getting a cracking nigga already. So I had my choice of like who I wanted to go with and shit. Mm-hmm. But my homegirl was my sister. So I was like, yeah, I'll go with the homegirl. We all turn up, have fun. And I had a girl from another school that I was dating but I went with this other chick that was in the picture. And if I knew what I knew now, I would have took that situation way more serious. Way more
like
serious.
The homegirl?
Like, yeah. As soon as prom was over, we went out to eat. I dropped her off the crib, dapped her up, and got up out of there.
You talking about the girl in the back sitting beside this dude?
Yeah. She was sitting down. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what I was doing, but I dropped her off, dapped her up, kept it pushing.
You dapped her up?
Wait a minute.
Nigga,
you didn't even give her a hug?
I was an asshole.
Dapped her up is crazy.
Hey.
You didn't even give her a hug?
Hold on. Listen, Nicole, if you listening, I apologize.
Damn, Nicole. Like, it wasn't right on prom night.
No. Now that I'm grown and mature and not a naive, young, dumb nigga, I was tripping.
How old was you? You was 18.
I was 17.
17 years old. Nah, yeah, I was 17 when I graduated.
But you know, in 1997, 1998, niggas wasn't really looking at thickness and back then for me it was more of a I don't know, but I'm grown now. And this shit was crazy. She was thick back in 98, so imagine what she looked like now.
You're a freaky ass nigga. You're 69 guy talking about the girl in 98.
So I dabbed her. So I left her.
Who's standing next to you? Is that nigga look
that's
like
the homie. That's the homie.
I was gonna act like, who is who? So which one are you?
You thought I was the fat nigga?
I'm like, listen.
You immediately called your homie the fat nigga. That's crazy.
He's still a fat nigga.
That's insane.
You don't look fat in this picture?
Man, back then I was a fat nigga.
You look like Timberland.
She said, which nigga was I?
Yo, you gonna put him on that Zimby pack?
Yeah, he gonna hear this too. Cause right when we was talking, I was telling that nigga, I was like, hey, how I'ma dip on her at the end of the night so we can like go fuck with our real girls. Like go really fuck out, cause nigga, I only got the car for like 4 or 5 more hours. You know what I'm saying? Like we gotta shake these motherfuckers.
Dang,
I gotta
shake it. So
to the ignorance.
You ain't cool with the girl you went to prom with no more?
I mean, we Facebook friends, but okay. Other than that,
yeah,
Facebook, we're cool on Facebook.
Facebook friends is nasty work.
I'm looking at this picture. So your date was the girl in the back next to the nigga with the turtle
ankle? No. My girl was the one sitting right in front. She was the one there.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold on, let me. Turtleneck at prom is nasty work. What is going on here?
I don't think it's a turtleneck, but it looks like it's up to his neck. Look crazy.
It's 98. I had a turtleneck. I definitely had a turtleneck suit at one of the proms I went to.
All right, you fucking
hold on, nigga. Did you say a turtleneck suit?
Yes, it didn't have a collar. It had like it was just like a regular neck. It was like a turtleneck suit. I had a mock neck suit. I swear to God.
And who the 69 guy?
I mean, I'm clearly a 69 guy. I ain't gonna front. Okay, look at Davis. He definitely had his earrings and his cummerbund.
You had your eyebrow clipped?
Three cuts in your eyebrows.
That is crazy.
Yes. Look how thick my date was.
Yeah, she would have definitely got crazy work in the back of the minivan. You was tripping.
I definitely should have tried to knock her down.
Yeah, she was definitely something special. Yeah.
But this was my real day right here. This was my real day right here.
Let me see.
That was my actual girl.
They
love the Spanish girl.
She's not Spanish. She black and white.
Did you have Beijing in your hair?
Nah, nigga, cut it out, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Natural vibes. You know what I'm saying? But so let me ask y'all this: now knowing how y'all did prom, would y'all go back and redo some shit? Would y'all give a nigga some pussy back then? Would y'all have wore something different? Would y'all have went to more proms? Are y'all gonna let y'all kids go to, you know what I'm saying? Like, what did y'all learn from prom?
Yeah.
I would have did stuff different. First of all, I was drunk as hell in prom. Wouldn't have did that. Would have changed my dress. I wouldn't have went with the person I went with.
Oh, shit.
And I regret prom. Probably, it was fun.
You just would have did a whole different one, too. Damn. Yeah.
Back to the future.
Yeah.
Y'all got senior proms in Philly where they be having adult proms?
You talking about grown people? Bro? Oh yeah, the people be doing that.
I've seen some people. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been to one, but like I've seen them. Like, I'm not going to no grown person prom, but whatever. I'll go to a party, but a grown person prom is.
I'll go to a black tie event. I'm not going to no prom.
Yeah, that's nasty work. They be having like sneaker balls and shit like that here in Philly. It's terrible.
I hate it.
Yeah, they be having hell of them adult proms. I heard they be cracking too. Be cracking. Let's see what's happening. You already talked about what whips y'all wanted. I wanted a GS4, GS4, GS5. I was already in some cool shit.
The only thing I remember as far as cars is the minivan. That's the and it because I got the craziest. That hand job was so amazing. I never forget that hand job.
Niggas never remember the cars when they had buckets.
Yeah,
my ninth grade year. We went in a Volkswagen. Remember them old ass surfer Volkswagens?
With a Jetta? Y'all went in the Jetta? The old school Jetta?
Nah. This shit was like the one that had the little hatchback roof that was half cotton. Whatever.
Yeah, the Jetta. That's a Jetta.
Yeah, that ugly.
They had the hatchback Jetta and the regular Jetta. So it was a Jetta. Volkswagen only car back then was a fucking Jetta. So that was
their model. The little Golf one.
The ugly one that surfers drove. Yeah, I was scrunched back in the back of that motherfucker one time. Them pissed off.
Small as shit. Yeah, I definitely can't say I ever was in no heat for prom. Like, I never was in a hot ass prom. I just remember the minivan. That's definitely.
Y'all ever caught the bus to prom?
Fuck no.
No.
Who catches the bus to prom? What the hell?
A nigga that wants some prom pussy, nigga.
Moody, remember Coco Bongo in Philly?
Yeah, I remember Coco Bongo.
I was standing outside of there and some girl got off the bus to, like, in front of the club and came in the club.
Hey, she was ready.
Yeah, she was trying. She wasn't missing that shit for nothing. She was going to a prom. On the bus.
How'd she get home? The buses stopped running at a certain time back in the day.
Nigga, she bagged her a nigga.
Yeah, she got home.
Oh, yeah.
She got home.
She was in there throwing that shit to anybody. Fuck. Club about to close. I gotta get one of these dumbass niggas.
Give me a ride.
Damn. What else happened at prom? What y'all eat? Where y'all go
some
eat
some nasty ass chicken. I remember some nasty ass chicken dinner shit. It was like baked chicken. It was disgusting. Some string bean. Some stupid shit like that. Yeah, banquet shit. It was terrible.
My go-to spot was Cheesecake Factory.
No, we talking about during the prom. Did y'all have food during
y'all
the prom?
Y'all niggas ate during the prom?
Yeah, they served food during the prom.
Yeah. It was terrible. You eat the lunch food. Why would you eat the prom food?
Oh, I used to fuck the lunch food up. Don't get it fucked up.
$75 for that ticket.
I used to fuck the lunchroom food. I used to fuck that shit up. So, yeah, we was hungry when we got to that fucking prom. All that fucking dancing and sweating. Niggas had to eat something while we was in that bitch.
Oh, y'all niggas was dancing too?
Dancing. It was the 90s. We was dancing like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I wasn't dancing.
If you go
man.
To the prom and not dance, you should stay home.
Yeah.
Man. He was on a prowl.
But you gotta think back in the day, well, these new kids be fucking at 10, so they don't care about dancing. But back in the day, we wanted to get our fills off, so we was dancing everywhere we fucking went. That was just what it was when we was young, so. Absolutely.
Yeah, I stopped dancing around like 15.
No, I was dancing till I was like 23 at the parties. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah,
I was a dancing ass nigga. I ain't gonna front.
Wow. So you was 21.
Still going at the proms.
Dancing on these bitches. I learned a lot about you today, man.
Freaking crazy. Oh, I should have stayed my ass inside. I was that type of freaky ass nigga. I should have stayed my ass inside.
Damn. What else? Who was y'all prom king and queen? Y'all remember?
I never was the prom king.
I don't remember.
I don't think we had that. My school was too ghetto for that type of shit. I don't think we had prime king and queen. And if we did, I don't remember that shit. So
ours was this nigga named Drew Potts.
Where they at now? Where the prime king and queen at now? What are they doing?
I don't know, but the last time I seen a Facebook update, it wasn't no prom king shit going on.
It was damn, homie. We was the man, homie.
I ain't said you did. Yeah, definitely wasn't no kinging going on. What else? Anybody, did y'all have niggas that went in regular clothes that was just too thugged out?
Nah, I feel like I had
that. I was dressed up.
I feel like the closest thing to regular clothes was me at the ROTC prom with my regular suit on. So yeah, I was that nigga in regular clothes.
On the West, we definitely had niggas in dicky suits.
Oh my God.
When I had the Chucks on and the hat. So yeah, I was that nigga. I did it twice. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, niggas was out of our shit. Gang bang the fuck out.
Yo, that's crazy.
And
Cripping at the prom is nuts.
Yeah, yeah. My school was a predominantly Crip school too, so you know what I'm saying? Them bandanas was popping out that motherfucker. What else?
A tuxedo in a rag is crazy.
That is insane.
That shit sound fly to me. I might do that at my wedding. Y'all invited. I'm gonna go find Nicole and try to marry her.
Put the siren on, please. You gotta play the siren just because you said that. Just because you said that, you gotta play the fucking siren.
Hey, my girl don't listen to the pod no more. I'm good. Hey, maybe she should listen. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it is what it is. It is what it is.
That's why y'all ran into y'all prom dates lately. Anybody?
I never run. He live in Houston. I don't run into him nowhere.
Still keep tabs?
No, he's still in Virginia.
The girl I got a hand job from, I have no clue where the fuck she could be at at all. That was so long ago.
She could be in hospice right now for you. Know?
Yeah, like the girl went over there and danced with my prom date. I don't know where none of these, I have no clue where nobody I went to. I remember the girl I took to Power 99, I never forget, she came to my house one day. She used to live in Trevo. She used to live all the way up the boulevard. You know where she used to live, Davis? Remember where we go to, what's the club we be at? Risque, the one in Bristol. She lived out there. She lived far. She used to catch a bus at my mom's house. This bitch stole my fucking Subway and 702 tape from my fucking house, yo. I never forget this. That was so
not
mad.
The 702
yes,
tape.
Yeah, she stole. Girl, I want you. She stole my fucking tape.
We gotta boot that bitch.
She stole my tape. So I have no clue where she was at. She's at either, but she gave me a crazy chewy after the prom. That joke was nuts.
You know what's crazy? You know, after I hit you and was like, yeah, nigga, we should do a little prom episode. Uh-huh. Why I get on Facebook and I see my prom date and the people you may know?
Oh, shit.
So I even screenshotted it just because I was like, this is some crazy shit. I just was talking to this nigga about this shit.
Yeah, one of them pop up
on my shit. Yeah, she's married to a white man. She looks very happy with life now.
Well, my daughter's going on a prom tomorrow, so pray for me. I'm gonna have to give a pep talk to this.
Did you meet the nigga?
I did. He seems like a good kid, but I'm gonna have to give him another pep
talk.
Keep your fucking hands to yourself, motherfucker.
How you doing, sir? We'll be back at 7:30. We're gonna do that nigga in the head. That nigga in that motherfucker, like, I can't wait.
Oh my
God. Get her
up
out of here.
Oh my God.
Go ahead and chaperone, nigga.
I'm stressed out, but it's cool. Whatever. All I can think about is the fucking minivan right now. What the fuck, yo? That's all I can think about.
Don't let her be in the minivan. He pull up in the minivan. Tell her
she can't go.
Yeah, she ain't going nowhere in no minivan. Fuck that. Nah, they ain't going in no minivan.
What if he pull up in the Lambo? She still can't go.
Yo, a Lambo. A Lambo for prime is crazy.
What if he pull up in a Lambo? Nigga designered out, three cuts in his eyebrows, He just like, what up, sir? I'm gonna have her back. You good? You know, you get a you flashback.
I'm getting a me flashback now, yo. Prime is crazy. I don't want to talk about this no more. Y'all ready for this top five? Fuck this bullshit.
Shit, they top five the fuck up out of here.
Where the ladies go?
I don't know, but shout out to Nicole. You know what I'm saying, girl? I apologize. And now that they're not on the pod no more, I was joking about that find her and marry her shit. Ah!
There go the ladies. No, we can't hear you. Come back in. Come back in. Get y'all technical difficulties right. But no, we about to do this. Top five, top five, top five. Shout out to Prime Season, Prime 24. Everybody going on the Prime. We about to do the top five places that's cracking after prom. What's the top five places you would go after the prom?
Nigga, number one, fucking hotel.
I want to say Red Roof Inn. Boom.
Wow. Y'all are stressed.
They get it.
Y'all didn't hear me say my daughter going to the prom hotel. Y'all stressing
me out
more.
I was trying to say something, but they couldn't hear me. I said, your daughter prom date going to pull up looking like an NFL draft pick, and you'll be good.
He going to be like, what up, little nigga? What up, pops?
He played basketball, too, the nigga. He like, one of the best basketball players on the team is shit
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he finna tell you whatever.
Y'all supposed to be my friends. Yes. Y'all supposed to be supporting
yes,
me.
Yes, sir. How you? Don't worry, sir. I'll have her back in no time after I look.
I said, Davis, you need to pull up at Moody House so y'all can do the Martin and Will thing.
Yeah, like you need to fly home. Fly here tomorrow, bro. We need to do the Martin one too.
You got to be Martin though, nigga. Let me get the pistol, nigga.
You want to be Mike Lowry?
Hey, these niggas are shoot back though. Never mind. Fuck that.
Especially here.
We out diving in front of this nigga yard because this nigga's shooting back.
So, all right. So, Red Roof Inn, the hotel, the radio station is definitely top five for sure.
Wait, Samo, why did you go there? Did you have like an internship?
No. So no.
He was 21. He was grown. Listen, he could go there.
Listen, you know who was interning at the radio station at the time? QDZ.
R. Kelly.
My boy R. Kelly goes wow.
Whoa.
QDZ. That was my boy. So I could go up to the radio station anytime I want. That's when Cosmic Kev was young. It was going down. And you know what? What CD had came out that we got at the radio station?
Bump and Grind 12 Plus.
She was so hyped. She was hyped as shit that we got the CD before it came out. Oh my God. They love.
Now this nigga done tapped out. See what happened? See what happened when you were youngin'? Oh, guys, now I'm back here now. What was we saying? Top five places?
He said
to go after prom?
After prom.
Are we talking about food?
I got a hotel.
Or what are we talking about?
No, period.
Top five places.
Shit, the hotel.
Number one, ding, ding, ding.
The hotel, get some food.
Number two.
Waffle House.
Shit, the back seat if you got to.
Oh, man. I'm trying to keep it less vulgar here. Damn.
Man, it's the road. Oh, yeah, because it is kids listening. No.
Oh, hey, no
kids listening. Exactly. The hotel. I mean, if you a fat nigga, go eat. That's got to be in the top five. Go get some food.
Not even if you a fat nigga. That sounds like a good time.
Yes. But I don't know what y'all was doing in Philly. Where the fuck could y'all go?
I mean, after the prom, we went to the after prom, which is like...
What was that?
So they basically, the school had put this thing together to, like, so you don't be drinking and driving and doing crazy stuff. Not stressed out, Wayne. That's okay.
Y'all see my new name.
But yeah, it was like daycare for real.
After prom.
Yeah.
Wait, daycare. Somebody had kids at prom? Y'all had to go to daycare pick the kids up?
What? He asked what, like, I was like, we went to after prom. He was like, what that was. I was like, basically daycare. So you went there after the prom and you stayed there till like 2 a.m. And then that's like, so you don't be like drinking and driving and doing
so
all
where,
stuff.
So they where had, like, was it at? Like, where was it?
It was at,
like,
the school. So our prom was at like this. We tried to have our prom on the Spirit of Philadelphia, but they said the black people would be late. So we had it at this like banquet hall. And then we had the after prom at the school.
Hold on, stop. So
they stereotyped.
Got done with prom. Y'all went back to fuck the school?
Yeah, they had a DJ. People had a bunch
of... But y'all went back to school?
They were trying to mitigate shit that people were still doing. People were still drunk and still doing drugs and still doing all kinds of stuff. But they...
God damn.
That shit dropping.
So they was doing drugs and they was, you know, popping. That was what year she graduated?
When did Lowe graduate? That was
big ecstasy time too. I was
a freaky ass nigga with Lowe too. That's crazy. I'm like 50 years older than her. Wow.
Wow. Wowzers.
This is getting crazy.
Yo, this wowzers. Podcast is definitely going viral.
It's becoming a confessional life.
Yes, this is going viral. This is going viral. Alright now.
Wowzers.
Alright now.
Wowzers.
So wait, so far we got the hotel, we got the radio station, and we have the daycare. What else?
The strip. Wait, my bad. I'm just a Vegas nigga.
Yeah, you're a Vegas nigga. Although we can, the strip is definitely top five. If we lived in Vegas, the strip would have definitely been popping for any nigga who went to prom in Vegas. So the strip is definitely on the list.
Or like a South Street type of vibe for Philly people.
Oh yeah, yo. All right, so the strip of South Street definitely.
Yeah.
Yo, I feel like. And as far as where T is, the Waffle House is definitely top five for fucking after.
Yeah,
prom,
like food.
Absolutely.
He said I had a big bet because I said that. So shit.
If your parents worked the night shift, back to the crib was a good one. Yeah, a little house party. A house party definitely should be on the list.
Y'all two niggas get too freaky. All y'all thinking about.
Yo, wait. What are you talking about? Like some American
at a young
pie,
age? Hell yeah.
You talking about some American Pie type vibes. That's the rich white people. They could do that type of shit. They could go back to their mom's beach house and have a whole party.
We had the best of both worlds. We had the white friends with the beach houses. We had
it was in Vegas. It was a beach.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, no beach in Vegas.
No. I said beach house. Beach house.
Oh, like you go there.
Like a vibe. Like you know what I'm saying. Like I'm just a big ass fucking house where you was partying at.
Yo, I just gotta tell y'all something real quick. I went to somebody's house party like during graduation. These niggas didn't have nothing in their refrigerator but butter. And I immediately left. Like, why would you invite me over here for a kickback and y'all have nothing in here?
That was a freak off. That wanted a kickback.
And I got the freak out.
He was like, what's in the fridge? The nigga said, butter.
I said, I gotta go.
Yeah, get up out of there. That shit was gonna get real crazy. So we got hotel,
Waffle House,
get some food, Waffle House,
strip,
a house party,
and radio station.
Listen, he's not letting the radio station.
No, but I got this.
Yeah, give it up, nigga.
If you would have got them jaws the way I got them jaws, radio station would be the top of your list too. So leave me alone. Absolutely.
All right, radio station. All right, radio station.
What about
Yeah, shit, that's it. Shit.
That's top five.
These new niggas probably taking trips after prom and
going
shit.
Going to the club.
Like
they be having fucking zebras and shit at they prom send off now. Like this shit gets nuts. They be having a fucking zoo out there. Like what the fuck?
But you gotta remember nowadays though, like now you can rent a car off a Lyft, Uber, you can rent you a Lambo. You know what I'm saying? Back then, nigga, just to rent a car back then. You had to
give you a kidney to rent a car.
Nigga, it was. If you got a rental car back then, nigga, your parents was rich.
Yeah, no, that's real shit. That is. That's why we went in that minivan.
It was lit. They was cracking.
He not gonna let that minivan go or that radio station.
Because the radio station was the head, and the minivan was the hand job. Yo, y'all understand that way? Everything and more.
Need to call this episode Minivan Radio Station. Something like that.
What?
It would be minivan. We didn't put a minivan on the last cover, yo. It would be a minivan on this cover. We didn't put one on the last one.
Use the Kendrick album cover. That should be the cover for it.
So this girl that you've been talking about, like, you don't have no contact with her no more.
No, I don't even remember her name. I don't even remember their names. I don't remember nobody's name from prom.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this right now. Hold on, Moody.
40 years ago.
I ain't going to lie. I'm going to tell y'all some real shit. I ain't never had a hand job that I bragged about.
You ain't never had a hand job.
not when there's a mouth and a pussy there. I can't. It don't register to me.
Listen, sometimes. Well, when you 19 years old, yeah, absolutely.
I'm definitely trying to smash.
getting a little awkward outside.
Yeah, if you try to handy, it's crazy. Nah.
Hey man, you used to take the nuts any way you can get them when you was a kid. Listen, I'm not arguing.
You wasn't a kid. You was 19 and 20. You needed to be in the club, nigga.
That nigga was
just because y'all was fucking. Hey, that's how you know. That's how you know this nigga was an amateur, because he happy about that handy.
Yeah. Listen, he was a foreman on a construction site. Come on,
nigga.
Grown as hell, nigga.
You could have already went to the military, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about? You was smoking cigarettes and shit.
This is because y'all was fucking when y'all was 10. Leave me alone.
We was definitely not.
Yo,
when they go low, y'all go high. Don't worry about it. He was 19 getting hand jobs.
Y'all not gonna judge me.
Handyman looking at us.
Yo, that's funny.
Alright, damn, I don't know.
You got Reddit?
Definitely. Shit. If you can go to prime with one celebrity right now.
That's a good one. Ladies first.
ASAP Rocky.
Lo, you better say me.
Hold on. Let me ask you this. Why ASAP?
He just seemed like he would be fun. Like, we would get lit, have a good time.
Because he remind you of a woman?
Ooh. He do kind of like a woman, though. Okay, so let me do both. So if it was a woman, I would go with Ty Young.
I would go with Ty Young.
Who is
she?
The best player. She played. She's a coach.
She's a coach now.
She used to date Mimi off Love & Hip Hop.
I don't know.
Yeah, I see her all the time out here in Vegas. Oh,
Ty Young. Let me. Ty Young.
She played for the Aces for a minute. Yeah. I think she played for the Aces for a while.
Oh, yeah. She nice. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Ain't gonna lie. She be all over. She be all outside. She be outside.
She kind of looked like Ace and Rocky, to be honest.
Wow.
I never heard nobody say he looked like a woman. That is hilarious.
He do got a soft face.
Who you going with,
Lo?
I don't know. I'm probably like a Michael B. Jordan type of nigga.
Oh, Lord.
Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay. You letting him hit?
No.
He definitely fresh them buns.
No. Probably not.
That nigga said thrash. Wow. Who you going with, nigga?
Ruby Rose, because it's going to be instant booty. Absolutely.
Whoa.
Damn.
Yeah, she's definitely giving it up.
She dropped off the list when I seen her pop out with homie.
That's why she went to the top of the list
because I know for prime it's gonna be super easy. So Ruby Rose.
Damn.
Ruby Rose.
Moody, you can tell them who I'm going with. We ain't even gotta play.
No, Tracy Ellis fucking Ross. He's going with her. He's going with her.
We're gonna have the most fun. She definitely might turn me down for the hit, though.
Yo, you know what Tracy Ellis Ross looked like? The picture of me on the prime with the girl with the clown face. That's what she was.
Hater. Oh, hater. What song right now in this era would have been a good prom song?
He a fanny.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was really going to say that.
Listen.
Hey, that is a good ass one. So I didn't even think about that.
I feel like at the end of the episode, you need to play it because we're not gonna get a copyright strike for it. We need to get a prime dance on before we leave, and that's the one song we can fucking play without no copyright strike.
But I'm gonna say this though: in Vegas, that shit would have had it would have been some shootouts. That shit would have been popping back then. That shit would have had niggas would have been turned.
Freaky ass.
That's a good one too.
That shit is gonna play at proms like no other this year. What? That song's gonna play.
You think they playing at a prom?
Fucking right. They playing in that church. Why they not gonna play it at a fucking
not
prom?
Not at these schools. Not at these schools.
Shit. They're playing that for sure. That's
I'm telling you, somebody gonna play at their wedding.
Listen.
I see a husband and a wife crip walking to that shit.
Me and Nicole.
Huh.
So that's who y'all going with. Michael B. Jordan, ASAP Rocky. Who you say, Moody?
Ruby Rose.
Ruby Rose.
Damn.
How old is Ruby Rose?
12.
I'm probably a freaky ass nigga for that one too. It's cool. Wow. Whatever. I don't even care.
Nigga likes some young.
And listen,
I'm taking Tracy.
Oh
shit.
We're gonna have to call this 26 though, for real.
Nightmare After Prom Street. Nigga finna get us a case on this motherfucker.
26 is diabolical because I got 20 years on that girl. That's why I'm a freaky ass nigga, yo. Wow. I'm just embracing it at this point. Fuck it. It don't matter. Let's go. Prom 2024. Put it on me, yo. Mustard on the beat, ho, beep,
boat, beep, rap, nigga, he a freak, dope, man, damn, the teacher gonna be the principal, like, turn that shit off! I didn't authorize that!
Wait, Davis, who you going with?
Tracy Ellis Ross.
Oh, yeah, Tracy Ellis Ross. Okay. He did, no, that was dead now. Serious. Like, I wasn't playing.
Yeah,
dead
serious.
Dead ass.
And I'm trying to hit without a condom. I'm trying to ruin her life.
You gotta give her some Ozempic
so she can be fertile because she's not having
no baby. She's 53.
Hey. Don't talk about my girl like that.
Time out. I have a question for everybody here.
Don't play with me, nigga.
Listen. Is hitting with a condom count? Does that really count for sex?
Yeah. What?
Absolutely.
Time out. Yes. But if you smash the condom.
Hold on. Does a hand job count for sex, nigga?
No. Listen. Ooh. Listen to me. The condom counts for sex, right?
Yes.
But if you wash your hands with rubber gloves, did you really wash your hands?
What the hell is he talking about?
Like.
What?
Prom over.
Yeah, it's a wrap. Hey, that yellowtail, you know, kicking his ass. Because what is he talking about?
Yeah, that nigga just.
What is he talking about?
That nigga just tried to get Kevin Samuels Daniels. But. You know when you've been on a pod, when you've been on a pod too long, you just start saying dumb shit. This is where we at right now. Moody, take us out.
No, the ladies got to take us out.
All right, y'all.
Somebody take us out.
Thanks for having a hookah hottie. Shout out to Rhino all day. We appreciate y'all. I'm T.
I'm Lo.
She finna go smash that
hookah hotties.
Hey, man, this is the Rhino all day podcast. We out this bitch.
Let's go.
Nigga, why can I not hear nothing? I just keep hearing somebody fuss, like riding out all day, and then it cut off.